WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Two American hostages being held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza have been released. Israeli Defense Forces confirmed to ABC News that two women hostages released are currently with the Red Cross. They've been identified by the IDF as 59-year-old Judith Ronan and 17-year-old Natalie Ronan. Hamas released a statement saying in part the American mother and daughter were released for humanitarian reasons. Hamas terrorists are holding nearly 200 hostages in Gaza, taken during attacks that killed at least 1,400 in Israel. Humanitarian aid still stalled outside the Egypt-Gaza border. In Cairo, Cindy McCain, executive director of the UN World Food Program, urged world leaders to act.
You're letting people starve. We need to get our trucks in. We need to get food and supplies in, medical supplies.
Congressman Jim Jordan was dropped this afternoon as the GOP's candidate for Speaker of the House. Republicans voted by secret ballot in a closed-door meeting held after Jordan lost a third vote on the House floor. This is ABC News. High mortgage rates are taking a toll on the housing market. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has details.
Homeowners who locked in low rates don't want to move, so there are not enough homes on the market for all the buyers out there, and that is keeping prices high. Plus, for now at least, the Federal Reserve is signaling it could be a while before interest rates come down. Now, typically, if you are trying to buy a home, you want to try to set aside 20% of the home's value for a down payment. But a sign of just how tricky this housing market is, especially for first-time buyers, 30% of homes that sold in September were all cash offers.
A U.S. defense official confirmed to ABC News that Army Private Travis King has been charged with desertion after he crossed into North Korea, where he was held for 2 months before Pyongyang returned him to the U.S. last month. Charging documents show King is also accused of possessing child pornography and several assaults. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Public Service is teaming up with law enforcement to stop scams. Yesterday, WPS said they will partner with local sheriff's offices in northeast and north central Wisconsin to help make people aware of utility scams on social media. Authorities say warning signs you're being scammed could include receiving a call with a fake caller ID and the words Wisconsin Public Service on the display, threatening to shut off a victim's service in a short amount of time, or demanding immediate payment through a prepaid debit card, Venmo-type app, or cryptocurrency. If you feel you've been a victim of a scam, please contact your local police. One person is homeless after an apartment catches fire in Green Bay. Green Bay Metro Fire was called shortly after 7:30 a.m. Wednesday morning to the 2000 block of Sycamore Drive. Officials suspect the fire was caused by candles that were left unattended. No one was injured.
Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something